player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 341 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Mario, along with my brother from my mother, Luigi. I don't know what to say.
I was getting ready to do a Waluigi. But I don't even know how Luigi sounds.
If you're on audio services, we have mustaches. But if this is the first time you're ever...
Even if you're not on audio services, well, we still have mustaches.
Yes, and you might be asking yourself, what the hell is that? But if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to worry about in life.
Just looked at you.
In the world of video games. If you like that, make sure you like the... This is going to be a goofy episode, I can tell, because
time
we
out.
Both look stupid.
I don't know if it's just because I'm used to looking at myself, but I feel like your mustache is much more...
I think I'm whiter. No, seriously. I think
maybe
I'm whiter.
It. Yours pops.
But you've also got... I don't have any...
But this doesn't
I got
show,
rid of the stubble.
I don't think this shows up on...
It
at least from what I
bit.
Can see. I don't know. Yours just seems to really...
Or maybe the light is just like... This light is just... Bah, a mustache. Like, share it with your friends and everybody. I don't even know what I'm saying. But if you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/two-player co-op, where we got a lot of different tiers, but the most popular tier is the $5 tier, where you can watch the podcast live on YouTube one day early if you don't catch us when we're recording live. Oh, by the way, not this week, because Thursday, oh my God, Thursday's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to put it up tomorrow for everybody, but normally you get it one day early. $3 gets you a bonus episode every month. $5 makes you, you can watch us record the podcast live. You can watch us record the mustcast live on YouTube as well.
And if you must ask us a question, there's a link on Twitter, like some people did today.
Which we don't
well,
even
one
use
person,
anymore.
But
Derek in the chat says, you look like a French villain in a third-rate Bond film. Yes, I do. I wonder, is it worse because I kept the lip hair?
It's not better.
Right. What if I just kept the goatee?
You should have kept this, too.
I thought about that, but then if I'm going to do that, I felt like I would, like, do I, like, trim
but
this
But at what
down?
Point is it no longer a mustache? It's Movember. It's not Govember.
Right.
Or Bovember.
I've grown this before without a mustache. So this is not Movember related. It doesn't look good, but I've done it before. And then... Oh. Yeah. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like John Tingley, our patron, Saint, our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube. Sarah Solar and Mom. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, we should put these faces on t-shirts. That would be hilarious if we were just like,
Somebody would buy it.
James would buy it.
Shout out to James.
Teespring.com/store/two-player co-op. How you doing, Sean?
Doing good. We just had our local small town Christmas tree lighting, Christmas tree music, free hot chocolate, all that jazz.
And all
it was
that
fun.
Jazz.
It was a nice little, I mean, it's small town America. It was fun. Christmas music, Christmas lights, all that good stuff. Fun times had by all.
It's the 21st. That is just crazy. I just remembered something, though, when I looked at the date. That I wanted to put in here.
Happy. Ah, yes.
Happy 25th birthday to Ocarina of Time. How old do you feel? Because you remember that Christmas getting it, right?
I think I got it
with
the 64.
Yeah.
I remember that being 25 years, so 98.
Funny how Movember coincides with No Nut November. It all makes sense. Yes, if I keep this, that will... Yes, my wife is not a fan.
25 years, so 98. It's weird how, like, today, any game... I know I was a kid. I'm still a kid in
at
a
heart.
Adult body. I don't know what that word was. It's just hilarious that 25 years ago, a Zelda game came out. And I was like, I can wait a month to play it. I'll wait and get it for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, here you go. Take my money. Give me the game.
You didn't have money.
No, I know. I was
14. Yeah, because you're
14 years old.
Yeah, you're 39.
I'm in my mid-30s.
You had no disposable income. You couldn't get a job yet.
I had allowance that I never spent. I could have bought it.
Well, that's true.
But I didn't have an N64.
Right. You would have had to get two things.
I guess that explains it. Right. But arguably the greatest game of all time, without argument, one of the greatest games of all time. Happy 25th birthday. Ocarina of Time.
I've still never played through it. I've only played it a tiny bit on N64, honestly.
You've only beaten the 3DS,
version. Yeah.
I mean, it's the superior version.
Looks better, plays
you've
better.
So you've never experienced the Water Temple and the old school?
Unless I watched you play it, no. I've never
played
firsthand. Yeah. No. I've never had an N64. I guess I could get Switch Online. I actually should. But is that... How long is it before I get to the Water Temple? Is that Adult Link?
It's the third Adult Temple.
So six temples in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can deal with
it. But there's nothing difficult. Like,
no, I know. But it's just the item switching and... And I don't know how...
But that's never a pain until you get to the Water Temple. And once you're done with the Water Temple...
You never need to
It's never
it
a pain again. Like, yeah.
Do somebody in the chat, let me know, or in the comments, the N64 games on Switch Online, what is the analog stick? It must be the left analog, right? Because we would
it's
never
got, because you would never
the analog with the right
it's
and then still
be the
use
left.
The D-pad. So it's got to be the left. Can you believe that we had to hold a controller like this?
That's stupid.
I mean, at least they put an analog. I mean, they had the analog.
They were ahead of their time.
We did a whole podcast episode on this on Nintendo and all their innovations and stuff. They did the analog before anybody else that matters did. Like the DualShock wasn't until 98 or 99, I think. Because remember, the first PlayStation controller didn't have the dual analog.
I mean, in the grand
Saturn
scheme of things...
Saturn didn't have it. Jaguar didn't, but Jaguar had like a whole keyboard on its controller.
In the grand scheme of things, it probably wouldn't have changed history that much. But if Nintendo had done the GameCube C stick, whatever you want to call it, instead of the C buttons on the N64, like dual analog, they would have been real ahead of their time. I mean, at the time, it was like nobody had ever done an analog, so they were already ahead of their time by putting one on. But those C buttons were
stupid.
I mean, I guess there's only some games where they use those C buttons in the way, like I think 007 and like Perfect Dark and stuff use them as like to move the camera.
Yeah,
which was
but if you're playing
terrible.
Mortal Kombat, it treats it like a six button Genesis controller, right?
Right. Yeah.
B left up, A down right.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Weird thing I just realized, no Street Fighter games on the N64. That's weird. Saturn, PlayStation Street Fighter collections. They got the Alpha games. They got Children of the Atom. It's just, well,
that is weird.
Speak of being ahead of the times, they were also, I thought Saturn released the analog first with Dreams. Dreams was like, oh, you might be right.
Saturn had,
but I want to say Dreams wasn't until like 97 or 98. Yeah, they had a separate controller that was weird. It almost looked like a Dreamcast controller. Oh, well, that was Sega also, so maybe that's what it was. But it was like a big controller, like Duke sized, where it had just the left D-pad and an analog stick also, and it came bundled in with Dreams. Also, that's what I was going to say. They were ahead of the time with the analog.
Wow, this
you don't remember
stupid
that?
Thing?
Yep. I don't know how you would hold it. Doesn't it look like a DreamCube controller, though?
DreamCube?
Wow, we just invented a new system. A DreamCube. Oh, my God. If I ever get a better... Yeah,
the
if I get like a more powerful
3D control
I'm gonna call it the
pad.
Let me finish my sentence.
So, in US, that came out August 96. So, that probably would have been before
so
the
that
N64.
Beat, yep, that beat the N64 by a month or two.
Wow.
I think the N64 was October, but I'm not sure. Where they were behind the times.
Stupid looking controller.
Show me that again. You know
that's probably not coming through, but oops.
Well,
just
scroll
just
over it well enough.
Enjoy.
They can see the yeah.
Yeah.
You know how Retrobit makes like the Saturn controllers and the six button Genesis controllers and stuff that are authentic?
Yeah.
They also did one of those. Like who why?
That seems unnecessary.
What I was going to say is, this is like the seventh time I've tried this. Also, they were ahead of the times with that, although basically even with the times. They were behind the times with friggin' cartridges. Just imagine if the N64, if they weren't so stupid. The fact that they got
discs,
that they got anything to work on the N64 is amazing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Ocarina of Time was a 4 megabyte cart. Now, I don't know how they do that unless it's a hell of a lot of compression, because you had like 40 meg games on the Genesis. Like Super Street Fighter 2 was 40 megs. I'll never forget that because it was on the box. Am I crazy? Or was Ocarina 4 megs? Something is telling me it was 4 megs.
I can see if I can find it.
And that didn't even use the, you know, the RAM cart or anything. Just look up Ocarina of Time N64 meg size. The meg. I'm starting to get used to my face.
I'm not. Oops. Megs.
But like crazy compression or something? Damn.
There's...
I'm not talking about the ROM size. Like...
256 megabits, 32 megs.
Okay.
So no.
So still,
but still less than Super Street Fighter.
What the hell are we like? But just imagine if they would have made it megabit or megabyte. So megabit is
256 megabits, 32 megs. So that's megs.
The speed. The bytes is,
well,
the
isn't
size.
That just bits and bytes? Isn't it 1 to 8? 32.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay, sorry. But RAM, when you measure speed and stuff, it's megabits. But megabytes and gigabytes is storage.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Mint, $2,800.
Why are people? So anyways, a little bit of a tangent.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
I have a question.
I have a pony.
You don't? I have a mustache. If, because they talked about this on GameScoop, and I was like, oh, this would be fun to do a little thought exercise. And I didn't know we were going to have a lot to talk about today. Megahertz is speed. Well, no. Your internet is 100 megabits down, 100 megabits up. Megahertz is a different kind of speed. I'm talking data transfer is megabits, right? Is that even a burp, or were you just yelling?
No, it was a burp.
Okay. They talked about this on GameScoop, and I was like, that'd be fun to talk about, because I don't think we're going to have a lot to talk about. Turns out we do. But I still want to talk about it, or we can save it to... Nah, we'll do it now, because I already wrote it down. What do you think... And I think this has gotten much better the older we got.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to...
But is that... Well, yeah, finish. Yeah.
What do we think our percentage of beating games, not completing them, but quote-unquote rolling credits, which I hate so much, of all the games we've played in our lifetime, what do we think it is?
So...
I'm talking rentals, borrowing okay. games.
Are we... Do we include... Because there's a lot of games... I don't know. Maybe not a lot, now that I think about it. There are some games that I played back in the day that I never beat, mm-hmm. that I have since beaten...
That counts, yeah.
...on ROMs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That counts. I would still say that's one game played and one game beaten, yeah.
Off the top of my head, I would guess 60%?
No way. I think that's way too high. I would say maybe 25%. Think of all the games we rented. Now, and I'm not counting, like, sports games and stuff that you can't beat.
Yeah.
But, like, did we ever beat Flashback?
Mm-hmm. We did. But after
okay.
the fact.
Okay.
And ROMs,
Fade to
yeah.
Black? No.
No.
Out of This World was easy. We beat that. Yeah. We beat Rocket Knight, I think, back in the day.
I've beaten it. I don't know. That may have been more
Bloodlines,
recent.
Hardcore. I don't think we ever beat Hardcore. That's impossible.
But see, I've beaten Hardcore, but on a ROM. That's what I'm saying. I've gone back and
well,
beaten a lot
true.
Of these games.
But you can
games.
Also do save scumming and everything. Oh, bandwidth. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, over the last, I don't know, 10 years of my life?
It's about
90%. 90%? Yeah. Like, but earlier on, it was probably 20%.
So I think it might have even been lower back then, but then it does get weighed out with emulating stuff. But like... Just think like a
like zero tolerance. We never beat zero tolerance.
We
Jurassic Park. I don't know. Did we ever own Jurassic Park?
No.
Genesis?
No, we rented it.
Vector Man, I don't think I ever beat that.
Knuckles Chaotix, we didn't beat that.
But I don't know if we ever beat.
We probably didn't beat Cosmic Carnage or Metal.
I don't think
Man
we ever beat
games
any
too.
32X games.
Did we beat Descent and Descent 2? Maybe. We beat Doom, I'm sure. Yeah. Final Doom.
I kind of feel like...
Did you beat that Indiana Jones game?
Yes.
We beat Mario. We beat Mario 2. We beat Mario 3. We beat Zelda. We beat Zelda 2. I've never beat
I think it. It's higher than you think.
Maybe it's about 30 to 40%. Because over...
Yeah, back the, then.
For the last 7 years...
But I would say over our lives, I think 60% is fair.
For the last almost 8 years that we've been doing this podcast... Okay, here we go. I would say it's around 85 to 90% since we started doing this.
I don't know what the last game that I bought that I didn't beat was.
See, the games I have played but not beaten... Like, so this year, Starfield. Obviously, I didn't beat that. Rogue Legacy, I gave up on it.
That's the thing. A lot of the games that I don't beat now...
You're not...
It's because I'm just done with it. It's not so much that I can't beat it. It's just that I didn't try.
Okay, so Derek says he's beaten probably 90% of the games he owns with all the games he's ever played, around 70%.
All right, if I look at my trophies, because I played 99% of my games on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let's look down that.
All right, Last Faith. Come to that later. Haven't beaten it yet. Spider-Man 2, beat. Sea of Stars, beat. Blasphemous 2, beat. Walkabout Mini Golf, doesn't really count. Resident Evil Village, beat. Batboy, beat. Undertale, haven't beaten that. I probably won't. Rogue Legacy, beat. Final Fantasy 16, beat. Dark Souls, beat. Batboy, beat. Jedi Survivor, beat. Resident Evil 4, beat. Salt and Sanctuary, didn't. Vernal Edge, didn't. Moss 2, didn't. That's 3 in a row. Horizon, Call the Mountain, 4 in a row, didn't. Kayak, I don't really count that.
No.
Dead Space, beat. Crisis Core, beat. Callisto, didn't. Not because I couldn't, I just kind of was done with it. Ender Lilies, beat. Dead Cell, I don't know, can you beat Dead Cells? Didn't beat Dead Cells.
I think so.
Alex Kidd. I don't even have a trophy, but apparently I played
you
that.
You played Alex Kidd?
I think I played it.
It must have been on PSN. Yeah. One of the PS Pluses.
Dragon Quest 11 beat. God of War Ragnarok, beat. Inside,
beat. You beat Dragon
Super
Quest
Hot.
11?
I platinumed it. That was a
Oh, that
pain.
Was the super crazy one, yeah.
Super Hot beat.
Super Terrific.
Deathloop didn't beat. Hot Wheels Unleashed didn't beat. So... I mean, maybe it's not 90%.
I don't know. This is
maybe
not,
it is more like 75 to 80% now. But
this is not letting me upload.
The ones that I don't beat are because they're not good, not because I'm unable to beat it. I'm just like I am done.
Whereas back in the day, it was this is impossible.
I don't know what the last game that I wanted to beat that I didn't beat. I don't know what that would have been. But games are also a lot different now because games back then were like, we're going to make them artificially difficult so that you have to buy them. In order to beat them. There's not a lot of that now.
I have to think, too. John says, not sure. I have several trash games I bought on the cheap.
That's where I'm at.
But
like,
all our cheap platinums, that helps our... those are not just beaten. Those are... actually, we didn't beat a lot of those games, actually. Because you don't have to beat them to get the platinum.
Some of them,
So actually, that drags me down.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the last game I would have liked to have beaten and didn't. You know all the games that I didn't beat... there because I was just kind of done with it.
I think I know what mine is. I think mine is Returnal.
Because
I just could, but that's one of those I couldn't beat it. Now, I haven't beaten Cyberpunk yet, but I mean, I'm at the last mission. I just haven't done it yet. Okay, good. It stopped giving errors. Let's go to my profile on PSN profiles. Spider-Man beaten, Cyberpunk about to beat it. Sea of Stars beat. Okay, I played Assassin's Creed 3. Didn't beat it. Death Stranding, beat it. Blasphemous, didn't beat it. 16, beat it. Platinum game, I got that. Platinum game, I got that. I didn't beat either of those games, actually. Broforce, we beat that.
Yeah.
Rogue Legacy 2, I didn't beat. Street Fighter 6, you can't really... I guess you can just win the arcade mode. So I guess that counts. I beat that. Batboy, beat both of those. Jedi Survivor, I beat that. Anodyne. Oh, I need to go back. I never beat that. Contra Anniversary Collection, I beat the two games I played, I think. Resident Evil 2, I beat that. Resident Evil 4, I beat that. Gran Turismo 7 doesn't count. Call of the Mountain doesn't count. I mean, I didn't beat it. Goat Simulator, I've never played that. That's Casey. Dead Space, I beat that. Destiny 2, didn't beat that. Red Dead Redemption 2, didn't even get past the prologue. Titanfall 2, I beat that. Cowabunga Collection, I beat everything in there. The Taco Quiz, I beat that.
I've never heard of that.
Random Heroes Gold Edition. I don't even remember that platinum. Prehistoric. What Remains of Edith Finch. I beat that. Oh, that has a platinum. I need to go back and get that. That's right. Crisis Core. I beat that. Arkham Origins Blackgate on the Vita. Did not beat that. I couldn't stick with it. Time Spinner. Beat that. Modern Warfare 2. I beat that. Twin Breaker. I beat that. Ragnarok, I beat that. So on and on. It's probably around 75 to 80%, especially if I factor in my stupid, my cheap platinum games.
There's definitely more games that I played and didn't beat than I would have thought of off the top of my head. But a lot of them I don't really consider. I mean, I didn't beat them. It's a fact. But a lot of them is because I'm kind of done with it. I'm to the beginning of my, I'm all the way back to Final Fantasy 14, which I got when I got my PS4. And I didn't see a single game that I wanted to beat and didn't. All of them were just like, I'm done with this game.
I beat Stray, Shredder's Revenge, My Name is Mayo 3, I beat that. Super Perils of Baking, I didn't beat that, but that was, I just fell off it.
Really?
Yeah. Elden Ring.
Now, there were probably some games in there, I don't know, I feel like I could beat any game. There's definitely some platinums that I probably could not get regardless, but I feel like any of those games I could beat. But it's not, it's like Kramer. The bet wasn't, could you do it? It's, would you do it? I could beat them. I chose not to run.
Axiom Verge 2, I didn't beat that because I fell off of that.
Yeah.
Hades, I mean, I cleared it once.
I consider that beating it.
Trigger Witch, I beat that. Returnal, see, there's Returnal. That was July 2021 when I quit. That was the last game that I can remember that beat me.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, even Elden Ring, Demon's Souls, I pushed through that. Like, Elden Ring is the last game that I was like, I can do this. And then I was finally like, I can't do this. I'm just not good enough. It's just not going to happen. But
not Elden Ring.
Returnal, isn't that what I said? Or did I say
Elden Ring? I think you said Elden Ring. But yeah, Returnal.
Elden Ring, shout out to me. I didn't think I was going to get past the first boss. And then you were like, just grind, do this, go here. I start looking up, where's a good place to grind? Okay, level up, okay, do this. Maybe I need to change my build, okay. When I finally beat Godric the Grafted, or whatever the first guy was.
Gilbert Margaret, the Godfrey?
No, not Gilbert.
I can't do his voice. He kind of talks, my name is Iago.
That looks really weird with the mustache. That voice with the mustache. He was Iago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But when I beat Gospid the Grafted.
Gospid the Grafted?
Something like that. All right, I thought that would be fun. All right, like Sean alluded to, you can write in with questions. And we got two from Derek that we'll go through now. What game or games do you love, past or present, that you feel have fallen into obscurity? His example would be a game like Zack and Wiki, The Quest for Barbarossa's Treasure on the Wii, which has the same Metacritic score as Spider-Man on PS4, excuse me, or Brutal Legends featuring Jack Black. Doesn't get brought up nearly enough when talking about action or RTS games. I've heard so many things about Zack and Wiki. It's something that I always hear people bring up, and I can't even picture what the hell it is. When I hear the name Zack and Wiki, I just picture it just being like a Disney game.
Like, that sounds, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
They talk about it on GameScoop all the time. I don't know why. So I had some thoughts. Let me see. It's got to load because I made a little thing here. Okay. Now, games that I wish would come back or obscure, or they just don't get enough love.
I have one game and then one kind of subset of games.
I've got a lot. But I don't really know if it's obscure. Descent.
Mm-hmm.
Descent was so freaking cool. Now, supposedly, Descent 3 is still coming out.
Plus, in the world we live in, where every other game that comes out is a first-person shooter, basically. This would be a first-person shooter, but it's different. Like, this seems like that should be such a slam dunk. Like, I would play the crap out of that game.
Yeah, and people might say, like, if you've never played this game, you can't understand what I'm about to say, but playing this game is not like playing Star Wars Squadrons.
No.
Or Afterburner. Or
it's like small, you're not out in space, you're in like
in
the Death Star kind of thing.
Ship. Yeah.
But there's no up and down, like it's all,
the fact that game came out cool. In like 94 or 95 is amazing. Amazing. And I just freaking love it. Legacy of the Wizard. Now, obscure. I don't know how good it is. Because I've gone back a few times to try and play it.
It doesn't hold up.
It doesn't really hold up, but in my mind it was great. Win Back. Descent would count. Okay, awesome. Win Back.
Winback was fantastic.
Now, was it called Winback 64, or was it just called Winback on Nintendo? Because it also came out on PS1 or PS2, I forget.
In my mind, it was just called Winback.
Winback was a third-person shooter for the N64.
Cover-based.
Yeah, I think it later came to PS2. It was so cool. In my mind, like, after Metal Gear came out, I was like, man, Winback's kind of like Metal Gear. It was not. But it was like a third-person cover-based shooter that just functioned really well, going back to the weird Nintendo 64 controller. I remember it being fine for that. I feel like my allergies are about to go crazy. I may have one of your sneezing fits here in a little bit. It's probably the mustache. I'm smelling the mustache. Winback was awesome. I looped these two together.
Leapt.
Beyond Oasis and Crusader Ascenti. You've probably heard of Beyond Oasis. Now, you guys watching, I mean, we talked about these a lot. The general public has probably not even heard of Crusader Ascenti.
The general public, there you go. Maybe not. Yeah. Beyond Oasis, I feel like, is in a class almost on its own. Like, so it was before Crusader Ascenti. So at the time, it was like our Genesis Zelda.
But it is not.
But it's not. Like, it's in that same world, I guess. But it's much more, I say action-based, but like...
It is.
There have been... Obviously, Zelda has had a bigger je ne sais quoi on the zeitgeist.
Wow.
Than Beyond Oasis. Legend of Zelda has had tons of copycats. I can't think of a single Beyond Oasis copycat or a single game that Beyond Oasis was a copycat of.
No, and it's, yeah, we definitely thought it was a Zelda game.
And it's Zelda-ish.
Because, like, it's a top-down action adventure.
It's top-down. You're fighting with a sword and there's dungeons, but like it's...
There's breakable weapons, which they work a lot better in that than they did Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
You've got these four spirits eventually, or maybe five, I can't remember.
Honestly, I take that back, because the closest thing I can think of to Beyond Oasis
is Legend of Oasis.
And besides Legend of Oasis is probably that game. I couldn't think of the name.
That's Terranigma. What I thought you were going to say.
Terranigma.
Yeah. No, I mean for your best obscure.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's Terranigma is closer to Beyond Oasis than it is to Zelda, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and also Beyond Oasis, like I said, you have the spirits that go with you, and you get different powers based on them, and you can call them based on things you find in the environment. You also learn, you're putting in down to forward punch command. You're putting in
forward,
Street Fighter
forward,
commands
you can do
like a Guile's flip with your sword and stuff, and you get different moves based on which weapon you're holding. You know what I mean? Like, so freaking cool. We didn't own Legend, right?
We did.
We did.
All I remember is it was very similar to the first. You had,
I just remember the
Dido or Dido.
Yeah.
Ifrit. First time I'd ever heard the name Ifrit. And then all of a sudden it's in like every single Final Fantasy
copy.
I don't know which came first. Shade.
Mm-hmm.
And the plant. What was his name? Blanca. It wasn't Blanca, but it was something like that. But anyways, and I think Legend had all four of those, but then it also had a wind thing that I don't remember its name, and Brass, which was like
Brad,
Brass, which was like a sound based thing. And I remember I liked Legend of Oasis, but I even remember at the time thinking, this is good, but this feels like, I don't know if you remember this, but the main thing I remember about that game is like, you might fight this enemy in the beginning, and then later on, you just fight a giant, super pixelated version of the They just stretched out the enemies and made them bigger. Yeah.
They didn't make a bigger sprite.
Pixelate. I was just like, oh, this feels so cheap. It's still a fantastic game.
You could have just, if they didn't do that stuff, it would have been a lot better.
Now that, I don't know if we ever beat that game.
I don't think
so. You don't even remember owning it.
No.
I know we beat Beyond Oasis. Yes. I don't know that we ever beat Legend of Oasis.
And Crusader Ascenti is straight up a Zelda game. Wears it on its sleeve, but it's so well done, and it's so lighthearted and fun, and it's not that difficult. Zelda 3 is definitely more difficult, but it's a great game. It holds up. I just beat it again, whatever it was, 2 or 3 years ago on the Pi. Oh, God.
He's getting a little emotional.
Oh, yeah, it's such a great game. That is an emotional game, actually. Xenosaga was a great JRPG trilogy on the PS2 that no one ever talks about anymore. I've at least heard of Xenosaga. And I also wrote down another Zelda game here, just because I can't believe there was only one of these games. 3D Dot Game Heroes. And I didn't play it until Sean let me borrow his copy. I stole it. I've still got it. It's in my PlayStation. And I literally
in the PlayStation?
Yeah, I need to like turn it back on just so I can eject and give it back to you. But like I remember seeing that game. I think it came out like 2013. I think it came out the same. Oh, no, that might have been like 2010. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I don't know why I never owned that game, because I remember seeing it. And I was like, oh, my God. It's Zelda 1, but like on PlayStation, but with a different... And that game was freaking phenomenal. I cannot believe we never got... And that was an Atlas game. So was Crusader Ascenti.
I don't remember that being Atlas.
Yep. It just popped in my head when I just pictured the box art.
Huh.
And then another one I wrote down that I loved. And I don't know how obscure it is, because it did get a collection here in the last couple years. But this game specifically, we did a Versus episode about it. And this one won. Mega Turrican. Mega Turrican, to us, we were... In my mind, I was like, this is our Super Metroid.
This is Genesis.
It's not. It's not. It's a...
It's closer to Contra, but it's not even...
But there's still exploration. There's secrets and stuff like that. You can turn into a ball. You've got a grappling hook. It had to be one of the best-looking Genesis games ever made.
And it was presented by Data East.
So those are the ones that I came up with. Sean, what do you got?
The one single solitary game that came to my mind, even though supposedly it might be coming back in some way, shape, or form, but I'm going to point to a specific one because it peaked with Guitar Hero 3.
I thought about that. I forget
how like awesome and, pardon the pun, game changing, maybe not Guitar Hero 3, but just Guitar Hero in general.
But Guitar Hero 3, I feel like, is when it went.
It had the best music.
When Rock Band came out too, right?
Yeah, and then Guitar Hero 4 added like the drums and microphone and all that stuff. But like, I know there's been talk of it coming back again, but the last time it came back, Guitar Hero Live wasn't it.
I gave you mine. I was like, I don't even like this.
But now like the servers are dead. Like you can't even, it doesn't do anything anymore. But it was like three buttons. Instead of five, there were three, but each of the three had like a top and a bottom. So I guess there were technically six buttons, and it seemed like they were trying to make it more...
They were trying to make it more realistic.
Don't do that.
That's not what we play for.
This is not a game for people who play guitar. This is a game for people who want to be able to play guitar and can't. So I said Guitar Hero 3, but really Guitar Hero in general. And then the genre... Oh my God, what was it? Something on here made me think of it. Let me look. Oh, because he mentioned RTS games. Really just RTS games. Warcraft, Command & Conquer, Red Alert, basically Command & Conquer, StarCraft. Like, I feel like PC gaming has just turned into World of Warcraft and Baldur's Gate and these kind of RPG games and first-person shooters. And RTS games have just kind of fallen by the wayside. And, like, to me, that was...
StarCraft was an RTS, right? Did you say that?
I remember the first one I ever played, not even really knowing what it was, I'm pretty sure, was Command & Conquer. Not Red Alert, but Command & Conquer on N64.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what it was. And then I fell in love with it. And I think it was... I don't remember if it was before or after that that I got into, like, Warcraft 2 and later Warcraft, but it's not as good. And then I remember playing StarCraft at Uncle Pat's house.
Wow.
And all I remember... I mean, I remember the game, but, like, what sticks out to me about playing that game, Uncle Pat had... Yeah, I think it was the first time I'd ever seen one in person. One of those keyboards where instead of just like this, it was like...
Oh, yeah, it was like...
They were 45 degrees.
Instead of this.
Yeah. And I remember that just being weird, but like that was the first time I played StarCraft.
I hate those things.
I hate them.
I don't know what word I just said. I said it wrong.
But I had played Warcraft 2 at this time. I had played Command & Conquer, but like I think back to shout out to Brent and Jason, like LAN parties at Brent's house in his garage, and we'd all log on to the server, and like we'd all like team up against, you know, however many like computer, you know, bad guys and whatever. But like that does not work without a keyboard or mouse. You can't do those games with a controller.
Didn't we have Command and Conquer Red Alert on Saturn? Am I crazy?
I don't. We never had it. We may have rented it or something, but I don't think we had it. I remember renting original Command and Conquer on N64.
Maybe I just played it on our computer, I guess.
And at the time, I loved it. And then once I really got into the genre, I'm like, oh, you can't really do this the right way with a controller. You need
once you played mouse on PC, you're like, I can't go back. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was what I came up with.
I like it. Thank you, Derek. See, this is fun. This is why you guys got to write in with questions. Now, this next one's a lot sadder. Do you regret your PSVR 2 purchase? Is there something on the horizon that will draw you back in?
No pun intended.
I was wondering if it was a pun.
Okay.
I never beat Horizon. I got motion sick for the first time, and I never went back. I was like, I can't.
Well, that was from Kayak.
Oh yeah, it was Kayak when I kept hitting the rocks, and then I was like, "Bleh, yeah, I need to hook it back up." I was having so much fun with Gran Turismo 7. I have never cared about simulation racing games.
That was the first time I played that. I was downstairs. I almost fell out of the chair the first time I turned. I'm like,
"Whoa, you gotta
what's
lean?
Happening?"
Yeah. It made me want to get a freaking $300 steering. I didn't do it, but it made me want to get a steering wheel.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I regret it. And I say that from the vantage point of, would my life be any different right now if I had an extra $500 in the bank?
Right.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh yeah, Beetle Adventure Racing. I have heard good things about that, John. People love that game. Beetle, not Bugs, but the Bug, the VW Bug. Yeah.
So from that standpoint, I wouldn't say that I regret it. But I can not regret it while simultaneously wishing there was more to do with it. I loved Horizon.
Did you beat it?
Another one that I never beat. I thought when I played it, I'm like, this is currently my game of the year.
Well, it was the first game we played this year.
Well, it was after Dead Space. Yeah.
It's not better than Dead Space.
At the time, I figured it would be in the top 10 for sure. Probably not anymore.
I've got it number 10 right now, but I have not updated this with some of the last few games I've played, so it's not going to make my top 10, I don't think.
But, like, I had so much fun doing that. I don't remember why I fell off of it, but I liked Moss Chapter 2 or Book 2, whatever it was called, but I haven't beaten that yet. Loved the first one. Loved playing Village on it.
I hate it. I couldn't do it. I was
never. I think I got to the dollhouse, and I can't remember if I ever got past it.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's any less support for this one than there was for the first one, and I still really like the first one. And this one's so much more convenient. You just plug it in, and you can play.
Synapse is awesome, PSVR 2. That's that first-person like magic shooter, I think, right? I think David Hayter's in that game. I don't regret it. I think I need to change my mindset on this, because
I think it could be so much better than it is, and I don't understand why they just refuse to support it any more than they have been. And maybe VR development is way more intense than I realize, but me as a stupid idiot outsider that doesn't know what he's talking about, it's easy to say, port every single first-person shooter to PSVR.
Port
do that
Firewatch.
Immediately. Yeah, not Firewatch. Even first-person shooters. Yeah. Any first-person games, put it on
Edith
PSVR
Finch,
2.
All those games.
Every
like
single
that.
One
Tacoma,
of them.
Tacoma, all that. Gone Home.
Now, clearly, that's more involved than I understand it to be.
No, you just copy and paste, and then you say, instead of the right stick to look around, you put head in the code.
But I wish it got more support, but I wouldn't say that I regret the purchase, because I still occasionally play it. It wasn't just 2-3 months ago. I bought that mini golf game. Yeah. I'm like, this is fun. This is like mini golf. But I think it's sadly just kind of relegated to a novelty kind of, hey, yeah, you can put this mask on and pretend you're playing mini golf, instead of like, you can put this mask on and play, not that I would, Call of Duty. Like, all these things that should be so awesome in VR, they're just not there.
I think if I were to change my mindset to be like, look at how many awesome smaller games there are. Because there's channels, Colin talks about this on the podcast sometimes, there's so many, there's channels that are dedicated out there on YouTube to the PSVR 2, and there's a lot of really cool games out there. My mindset, though, is like AAA. Like, we started with Horizon, with a friggin' Horizon game. Yeah. We're never apparently going to get Half-Life Alyx, because if they're not doing it here in the first year...
I need it to be shadow dropped here in the next month.
I don't think that's going to happen.
and get like a 95.
I mean, it would, but yeah, I don't know. There's nothing on the horizon that I know of that'll draw me back in. The thing is, it's a roguelite first-person shooter with stormtrooper accuracy and force powers. I think that is the one that, wow, David Hayter does voices for. There's nothing I know of that's on the horizon that'll draw me back in. It's Alyx. If they do somehow, if Alyx ends up coming out on this thing, it was worth it. Period.
Also, hello, give us freaking...
I don't know.
Astrobot 2.
I was going to say, Sean.exe
crashed. Crashed for a little bit. Astrobot 2.
I know.
Didn't they buy that freaking studio? Like, what else are you doing if not Astrobot 2?
Well, they used to be Studio Japan, which now they've turned them into Team Asoba. Asoba.
Or something. Yeah, Asoka. Asuka.
Asuka. Yeah, I don't know. That would be awesome. But I got to think right now, with what they did to the Vita.
with the what? Also, shout out to Capcom. I mean, by Capcom's John. Doing their part. You put... Resident Evil Village on there, you put...
RE4 VR will get me to go back into it.
Oh, yeah, that's still coming.
Free update, too.
So, like, Capcom... I love me some Capcom. They're doing the right thing. Like, you're taking a game... Now, maybe it was developed. It probably was developed to some extent with VR in mind. I mean, 7 was basically a simul... It was like... You can play this on VR.
Right.
8, Village they added later. 4, they're adding later. But I'm guessing it was probably developed with VR in the back of their minds. And maybe that's why it was so easy to just take that game and now, hey, you can also play in VR. But, like, if other studios would do that... I mean, and clearly it's just the cost-benefit analysis, whatever, is not in their favor. They're like, why would we spend the time to do that for, like, 1,000 people update. That own... Yeah, so... I kind of get it. I wish there was more support, but I wouldn't say I regret buying it. And you know what just came to my mind? It kind of makes me feel like having...
Dancing?
You make me feel like dancing. Like having a should-be... good player on your fantasy team that you don't want to trade away because you but are you holding on to long. Hope that maybe eventually they will figure it out. The PSVR 2 is Davante Adams. You're like,
PSVR 2 is my whole fantasy.
I don't want to trade it away because I'm hoping that eventually it'll be worth it. But yeah.
By the way, what a shitty football weekend. I lost to the Tush Push. That's what made me lose my game. And the Giants won a game. How stupid are we?
I hate that
I'm rooting for us to lose, but I am
100%. Well, I'm rooting for us to lose, but at the same time, holy prisoner of the moment, I want Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
However, I also like Tommy DeVito. I don't think he's the answer at quarterback, but please, I like God. Him in general. Like,
he's like, you never go against the family.
He's just like...
He's from Jersey.
I know. Yeah. And he's Syracuse, like...
Yeah.
I want to root for the kid. I don't think he's a long-term answer.
No kidding.
But, like, it's cool to see him, you know, getting his game, moment.
I think that was more a function of all the people that Washington traded away on defense.
Washington sucks.
Yeah.
And he might do it again against New England because they too suck.
I hope he doesn't, because then
we're screwed. I hope he doesn't also.
Bill Belichick, if you got anything left in the tank, I need you to beat us this coming weekend or next weekend. Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend.
We got to lose that game, because then we've got the head-to-head with them. Oh, we got to either get Caleb or Marvin. Okay. That's it for the opening section of the podcast. Wow, 45 minutes in. I didn't think we had anything to talk about. Let's get to what we've been playing. We got a couple of games that we're playing that were new this week. One is old but new again. The first one is just new. Sean, we reached out for review codes, and they said, sorry, we don't have enough. By the way, Colin always says, like if you're a small creator or whatever, and like you've got a presence and whatever, and you reach out to somebody and they're thinking about giving you codes, and then they're like, sorry, we just didn't have any more codes left. He said, that is complete bullshit. Because he's like, I have got tens of thousands of codes I could give away for Hebraxia and Hebraxia, for everything. Like, so whenever they tell you they don't have codes, that's bullshit.
Oh,
just
sure.
So you know.
Oh, they didn't even get back to us.
Yeah, they did. They wrote back.
Oh, well, I never saw it. Oh, what did they say? We don't have enough?
Yeah.
Well, screw you. That being said, enjoying the game. We did not get a free copy of it. I paid for it. I'm enjoying it. I haven't gotten to play it too much.
Because of another game.
Yes. It is if ever there were a 2D Bloodborne, it is this game. It's closer to Bloodborne than it is like Blasphemous. I would say Blasphemous is just flat out Metroidvania. Mm-hmm. This is a Metroidvania in presentation, but like in combat, in difficulty, the leveling up system, all these things, it is flat out a Soulsborne game. You can choose your class. You can be a magic person. You can be a gun wielder. You can be a sword person. I'm enjoying it. It is very, it almost kind of makes me, in a way, it kind of reminds me of like Hollow Knight, which is possibly the best.
Flashback to, I just decided to look it up, 36 on Metacritic.
That's unfortunate. It kind of makes me think of Hollow Knight in that, which, God, you need to play that game.
I'm not good enough.
I think you'd be fine. In that it kind of seems like you can go a lot of different places. Like, I feel like I've uncovered a lot of the map, and I have like 20 dead ends. I'm like, oh, I got to remember to go back there. I got to remember to go back
there.
How
does the map work? Can you like mark stuff? Can you drop pins and stuff?
I don't know that you can. Even when you can, I never think to do it in a game. So it's very possible you can.
I did
just
a lot in Tears of the Kingdom.
But it's very, I was struggling in the beginning. I died to the first boss, which you get to. It's not even like, what's it called?
Blasphemous?
Cleric Beast.
Oh, okay.
It's like you had to play Bloodborne for 30 minutes, maybe an hour to get to that boss. This boss is like 5 minutes in. And I died no fewer than 20 times, probably.
Wow.
And I eventually got the hang of it because I was trying to play it like other Metroidvania games where I'm just jumping and attacking and jumping and attacking. You have a dash, like roll button, evade button in this game, and you need to use it. You get the iframes. It's so much easier to dodge attacks by just rolling than it is to try to like jump out of the way of them and stuff. And once I started kind of shifting my mindset, I eventually beat it. It seems like it's a pretty big game. Like, I've gotten to several different areas, and like I said, there's a ton of different like dead ends that I need to now go back and, you know, investigate, or will need to later as I get more power-ups and stuff. But I like it a lot. As soon as I'm done with this next game, which I'm getting pretty close, yeah, I am going to get back into it. But yeah, I mean, if you like Metroidvanias, and even if you don't, if there are people out there that like the Soulsborne genre,
all the Steam reviews mention Bloodborne.
Yeah, I mean, it's closer to Bloodborne than it is Blasphemous. On the surface, it looks like Blasphemous. it plays more like Bloodborne, I would say. So if that's your thing, if you like Metroidvanias or Soulsborne, I 100% recommend this game. If somehow you love Metroidvanias and you hate Soulsborne games, you honestly might want to avoid it.
Yeah.
But I love it. I can't wait to get back into it. But yeah, another game has kind of taken my time right now.
So it sounds to me, did you ever play, what were they called? There was two of them, Salt and Sacrifice or Salt and Sanctuary?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me. Not having played it. I haven't played either.
It's kind of similar. I have whatever the first one is.
Sacrifice, I think.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I think it's Sacrifice. I don't remember. Whatever the first one is, I have. Something about that game, I never beat it. I don't know that I got more than like 10% into it. And I struggled to remember what it was about it. I don't think it was that it was just, it is difficult, but it was something besides that that was kind of turning me off. And I don't remember what it was. I liked it, but I didn't love it.
But you like this better.
To me, I think this is the better game. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to get back into it, but I had to put it aside for, you know, a little bit. But I'll definitely beat it. Last I looked, I couldn't find any platinum guides because it was pretty new, so I don't know if there's like anything missable. Yeah. It's the kind of game that I want to try to get a platinum for, but I haven't seen any guides, so I don't know if there's like missable stuff. And you know, I'm diving in. If there's anything missable and I miss it, then so be it. But I like it a lot for sure. Not a paid advertisement because they didn't give us nothing.
Yeah.
But I do like the game.
Well, a game that I like, that I am 27. What year is it?
23.
So 17 years ago. No, 27 years ago. I'm 27 years late to this game. I think it came out in 96.
Sounds about right.
Super Mario RPG. If I could sum up this game in one word, that word would be delightful. This game is delightful. This game,
I'm not shocked, but I wondered as I started playing this game, I'm like, man, this is full on. And I know you just played and enjoyed
Sea of Stars.
To me, this is a more traditional turn-based game. And I'm like, I hope Kevin likes this. And I'm glad you do. But yeah, I love it.
I love it. I think Sea of Stars is a better game. That's kind of probably not fair because this game's 27 years old.
See, I don't even... man. To me, it's got a lot more of a nostalgia factor than it does for you.
Yeah.
To me, I think this is the superior game, but I can see both sides.
I love it that... I love that this really truly is... Okay, let me say this first. What have they added to this? Were the hidden boxes there? Okay, so the hidden treasures were there. Oh, yeah, I did read that somewhere. I think there's more hidden treasures in this now or something.
There might be. I don't know.
Is there anything else that they've added?
The original one had the time-based...
Right.
You know, blocks and attack boosts. But I'm almost positive the original did not have, like, if you get the perfect timing where it attacks, where it hits everything, you're only hitting one thing.
Okay.
And you either do a little bit of damage or a lot of damage if you time it right, but there's no extra bonus for timing it like perfectly where it hits everything.
Okay.
There's some random thing. The name of the first boss has changed for some reason. Copyright things, I think. So the first boss in this is called Clay Morton. In the original game, he was Mac the Knife, which is like the name of a song.
Oh.
And so I don't know if that's why they changed it, but I'm like, Clay Morton, that doesn't sound right. I'm like, oh, that used to be Mac the Knife. So they changed that. You're past this part. The part, it's just a minor thing, but another kind of sort of related. When you're in the forest, when you basically first get Geno.
Okay.
And there's a part where right before you fight the guy who's like shooting the arrows.
Yeah.
And Mario wants to go fight him and Mallow holds it back. He's like, whoa, 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 who do you think you are? You can't just run in there and blah, 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 blah. In the original, he says, whoa, 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 who do you think you are? Bruce Lee? So they took Bruce Lee out from that quote. Other than that, for the most part, like, the dialogue is identical. Yeah. Like, but it's very, very... I realized as I was playing this game, even though it looks different, this has basically gotten the Link's Awakening treatment. More or less the same game, a much, 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 much nicer coat of paint on it, but at its core, it's the same game.
It's the same picture.
It's the same
picture. We're going to talk about that here in a second. Outdated references, not for us, of course. Yeah, yeah, my kids probably don't even know who Bruce Lee is. Yeah, the one thing that's funny, so in Sea of Stars, what I remember is when you would get the bonus attack damage, because you never get, you get different weapons in Sea of Stars, but you're all, your animation, everything is always the same. Whereas in this, the first time I went from, and I thought Mario just had a hammer. So when I'm out there punching dudes, I'm like, what the hell? And then I beat the hammer, bro, and I get the hammer. I was like, ah, okay. Every time I get a new weapon, I'm like, well, okay, now I don't.
You gotta learn the new time.
I gotta figure it out. Like, I just got one with Geno that I had, like, the tiger. And now I got the one where he's like, huh. It sounds like he's like, bam. So you gotta do it, like, right when he goes, bam, before he shoots.
Yeah.
Bowser, I'm like, when he spins the thing, it's like one, two. Yeah. I'm like, but then when I think about it too much and I try to count like one, two, and it's just, I like that it does the sounds and the little visual flare, because it was weird. That was something you had to turn on in Sea of Stars. I'm like, well, no, I definitely, because I want to know if I did this right or not, so I know if I have to adjust my timing and stuff. So I love that. I love the it's funny how you start this game, how every other Mario game ends. You start it by going to Bowser's castle.
Yeah.
And then, boom. I love Bowser's dialogue in this, how he's like, I can't believe I have this mustache. Every time I touch it, I'm like, what? How it's like, poor Bowser. He's like, oh, I don't want him to see me like this, because then Mario will never respect me again.
It's very meta. Meta. Yeah.
The music is phenomenal. I like how they do some of the... They do, like, remixes of old tracks. I like how they do the Super Mario World. Bam! Whoop.
Yeah.
I like how they do... There's other tracks from Mario World, which makes sense, that are in this. Oh, I love... Right, I wrote down here. It tracks your playtime.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, so I should say, I don't remember if I'm 8 or 8.5. I guess I could look it up.
I'm at... I don't know... I'm thinking I'm around, based on what I saw, the last thing I remember and about how much I've played since then, I think I'm right at like 11 hours. And I would guess I will beat the game within another half hour. By 12 hours. I've gone back and done some optional stuff, but for the most part, I've been just kind of mainline.
So I'm at 8:45. I'm in the castle. Where you're gold to sneak in.
Okay. So you're getting...
The fake prince, you know? Yeah. Like, that is not Mallow.
So you have 5 stars.
Yes.
I think getting the 6th star... Like, I feel like I had 5 stars for a long time.
I went from, like, 1 to 3 real quick, it seemed.
Yeah.
4 took a little bit longer than 5. So this is... Am I getting it in this castle, though? Once I beat the chick?
Not really.
No? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one takes a while.
Okay.
The next thing after the castle, you're going to see and be like, how do they get away with that? And I was curious to see if they would change
this.
Because
it
is very much a ripoff of another
IP.
Yeah. And they left it in completely. I'm like, that seems weird that
Do I fight a mouse with red suspenders?
No, but...
But kind of something like that?
I mean, as soon as you see it, you'll be like, oh my gosh, yeah. Okay. But, yeah.
I wrote down here, Mallow's a dumbass. He thinks he's a tadpole. Look at you. You're a freaking cloud. And then the grandpa's like, oh no, he figured out he's not a tadpole. That is one question. I do feel like that's one thing I wrote down here. Oh, and I always thought Geno was somebody else. When I've heard the name Geno, and maybe it's just because the way games look back then, or I don't know if I thought Smithy was actually named Geno, or Geno was just a character that was on your side but looked completely different. I didn't know he was basically like
Pinocchio. He's like Pinocchio. Yeah.
Liza P, another game. Haven't gotten to yet.
Yes. Derek knows what I'm talking about.
I know what Sean's talking about, LOL. Okay, I can't wait. I'm planning to beat this in the next couple of days. Then I got to figure out if I'm going to jump into the Master Collection, or I need to go back and beat Cyberpunk before I forget how to play that, and then I'll figure it out. Anyways. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm missing, because there's no, like, quests in this. Like, this is very straightforward. You have an overworld map. There's a flag that tells you where to go. You click on it, and you go through the thing. You beat it, and then it tells you where to go.
It's relatively linear. But so you got, like, a map, and you're just like,
I'm making
my way around.
Like Mario World.
Yeah.
Am I missing, like, are there side quests? Like, I know there's some things like, oh, the guy wants me to give him some cricket jam. I found that. I gave it to him, whatever. But, like,
so you've been to Monstro Town.
Yes.
Did you sleep in the inn there?
Yeah, the three ghosts were like, okay. I did stuff here.
Did you do that?
Not yet.
No. Okay. I'm trying to, I think it just gets you, oh, it gets you like an accessory that you can equip.
Okay.
There's an optional, at least in the original, I'm sure it's in this, there's an optional final boss in Monstro Town. There's a locked door in Monstro Town. You can eventually open that and it's like, the equivalent of like Millennia kind of thing.
Okay.
So there are side quests like that, but I don't think there's a whole lot of, there's not a whole lot of reason to go back and visit previous places that I can think of. However, in this game, and I haven't done any of it yet, I remember they said you can like fight tougher versions of some of the bosses. And I don't know, just go back there and when you get back to the boss room, it's just there and you fight him again, but it's tougher? Or do they somehow weave that into the story somehow? That I don't know. But I would guess a half hour from beating it, and maybe less than that. Like, I'm in the final area.
Is the last thing you do get the seventh star, or do you get the stars and then you go fight Smithy?
That I don't know, because I've still only got six, but I'm at what I think is the end, and I'm guessing it's like, you got the seventh star, congratulations, roll credits. That's how I think it kind of ends, but I could be wrong.
So when you say you're surprised, because it's more like standard turn-based, one of the things that I was not prepared for is once I got my full party, like when I just had three dudes, if we all died, okay, I'm dead, boom, game over, reload your last save, okay, cool. And I like how it saves almost every room.
Yeah.
That is amazing. But then once I've got a full party and like somebody goes down and then it gets back to their turn, it's like, do you want to skip it or do you want to switch?
That's new. That was not like that in the first one. I think you could swap them out.
Like pre-battle?
I think maybe even during the battle. But I think once somebody died, I don't think it gave you like a quasi-turn for them where you could swap them out for somebody that was still alive. Mm-hmm. I think that's new, but I could be wrong. That's not in a lot of RPGs. Usually, if you have somebody out there that's dead, you just don't get that turn anymore until you bring them back to life. Whatever, yeah.
So that caught me off guard. At first, I was like, oh, man, I don't get my HP back after every fight. Like, I couldn't see the stars. But I got used to it. And it seems like you get so many friggin' items in this, and I've got so much cash now that, like, if I run out of mid-mushrooms and stuff, I can just go buy them. It's not that bad.
There's nothing really in this game that's so expensive. Like, if you ever need to restock on items, just do it. Like, I don't think you'll ever be to the point where you're like, man, I really want that weapon or that armor and I don't have enough for it. Like, just,
I don't want to get to the end of the game and have 2,500 gold
coins. That's where
I'm like,
at.
What the heck?
Yeah. If you need something, buy it. I think you'll be fine.
Laptop's about to die. Bye, Derek.
See ya.
I'm so glad they're playing Fortnite again. Let me text my child. Stop yelling now or you are done. And I don't mean playing the game. I mean at life. I like how Star Road is a part of this.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, in my mind, this is like the Streisand effect or something. Like, was Star Road actually, was it called Star Road in Mario World? It was, right? Or was it Star World? Star
World, maybe?
Star World?
I don't remember.
Oh, and one of the stars was so easy. You just walk around and you turn all the plants on and then it's like, boom.
Did you read all the little
yeah.
stars Not with the faces? All of them, but yeah. yeah.
They're like, oh, I wish I was. It reminded me of the stupid star. Maybe that's why it was in the movie. The star in the Mario movie.
Oh, like, the
sweet release of death. Whatever. I like the mini games that were in this. The mine cart was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hated the barrel chase. Where you're running up the hill when Chester or
that
whatever his name
seemed
is.
Like that took a long time.
And I kept getting, I was like, I don't know how to do the timing because it's like you can move left or right, but I thought it was going to be like there's like three tracks where it was just you would go boom or boom.
Right now
it's like you kind of do this, and then it's like you got to jump on this guy, and then there's red barrel. I sucked at that whole barrel part. I hated that. Oh yeah, I wrote down here. He said okay. I love that there's Bob-ombs and there's Rob-ombs. When I saw that the bomb's name was Rob-omb, I was like, that's amazing. Just little things like that are so good. Knife Guy and Great Guy were hilarious names for
Did
a boss.
You go behind the curtain in Booster Tower?
Behind the curtain.
Did you get a funny, cool Easter egg moment?
No.
Yeah.
What?
There's a part in Booster Tower where there's like a pillar. So imagine it's like 45 degrees. You have a pillar, and then there's like curtain and curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in this curtain.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. What the hell? I was like, oh, did I glitch? Like, what's happening? Can you leave the room like that, or is it
no,
just funny?
No, it's just, yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh, my God, this is like Mario Odyssey with the 2D levels or something. But then it's like, no, it's just ba-dam, 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 ba-dam. I love that I just threatened my child. Like, okay.
I will end you.
The cake boss. I'm being very loose with spoilers, but this is also a 27-year-old game, but I'm not really getting into any yeah. details. I'm like the only Nintendo fan that hasn't played this game. The cake boss was hilarious, that whole thing. Why is everybody always trying to marry poor Peach? Oh, also Peach in this, at first I was like, well, she's useless. Well, that's another thing when it comes back to the traditional RPG stuff. This might have been one of the things you meant. Everybody's trying to marry Peach. The first time, Peach's powers are like, oh, group hug. It's like her attack is, oh, slap. I'm like, oh my God, this is when like her powers were being on her period or whatever it was in the other game. Hold on, Jess needs a code. Copy code. Paste code. One thing I noticed, I was like, why the hell would I ever have... Once you've got everybody, why wouldn't I just keep my party? Mario, Bowser, Geno.
If you want to heal.
But then I was like, okay, but if I don't have
Peach
a lot of
Peach is your
items,
white mage, basically.
So what would Mallow be? Black or blue? What's the other kind of mages?
I would say black, because he can do like the lightning, but yep. he can also heal
he can
a
heal.
Little
he can
bit.
Do like the cloud, whatever thing.
Yeah.
But again, because I can swap them out, I feel like I go into every fight with my top three guys.
Yeah.
If one of them gets low, I'll swap her out for somebody else. Heal him. Okay, now you get out of here. Bring the other guy back. So is that like more traditional stuff? Like
it is, but this game's a little bit less, or a little more. I don't know. What's nice about this game is when it's Bowser's turn. If you need to heal somebody, you can swap Peach in, and then use Peach's turn. In a lot of other games, if it's Bowser's turn. Bringing Peach in
that's the
uses that turn.
Yeah.
And you'll have to wait till it's that person's turn again
then,
before you can do what
dead.
You wanted
yeah.
to do with Peach. So okay. it's nice that you can like bring them in and use their thing like on demand.
Yeah.
So it's a little more forgiving in that sense. But
have you ever, you've played a lot of turn-based RPGs. The thing that I thought, one of the things I thought was so cool about I'm so tired, about Sea of Stars was the lock mechanic thing where it's like, oh, if you hit this guy with two moon powers and yeah. then two sun powers, before he gets his turn, he'll lose a turn. Have you seen that in any other RPGs ever?
I cannot think. There may be similar cool. mechanics, maybe, but I've never seen anything like that, no.
I love how, oh my God, the amount of time I wasted the first time I got to a Dry Bones.
I'm like, man, this guy's, yeah.
And then you're like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. I've
hit him for like 1,000 damage.
Yeah. And then I finally was just like, fireball, no. And then I was like, wait a minute, they're Dry Bones. Mario can jump. Just do what, doesn't have to be a super jump. You don't have to do it multiple times. Just jump on him. But then I didn't realize it the first time I fought one, that they're like Dry Bones in the other games. They come back to life. I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I like the puzzle solving in this, except for that damn 3D maze. That was like,
yeah, I'm literally just like, jump, 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 jump.
Because one
jump.
Time,
oh, there I am, jump, jump. Okay, good.
Like 5 minutes before I texted you, I had gotten up to the second level. I was like, okay, cool. And then I went around here, and then I fell down. And I was like, son of a bitch. Then I spent 5 minutes trying to get back there. I'm like, I know this is where I went to do this, and now I can't do it. And I was like, I'm gonna lose my freaking mind. I even looked up people saying what you're supposed to do. I'm like, that doesn't help. I'm doing what you're saying. It's not
yeah. I feel like even if I read, go here, do this, do that, I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
But yeah, I just think this game. I do think I want to go back and play the original.
I have not that it really matters. I've gone and I changed the music to classic or whatever instead of the remaster.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. Just because, again, that's more nostalgia than anything, but once I turned it back, I'm like, yeah, this is my jam.
I didn't freaking know that.
Yeah, it's not drastically different, but...
Oh, one thing I've found out when I've played this in handheld mode a little bit...
I haven't played it in handheld at all.
I got Joy-Con drift like a mother trucker.
Really?
I figured it out at first when I just went on to buy this the day it came out. And it just keeps like, I go to the eShop and it's like, boom, it goes down to the bottom. I'm like, no, come back up here. Boom. What the hell? Then I'm trying to play it. And so then I get my other left-hand Joy-Con, plug that in. Okay, it's let it charge. Okay, fine. Playing. It's fine. Then it goes, boom. I'm like, what the frick? So both my left Joy-Cons. Now, all of a sudden, this one, I was just like, stupid thing. And I just kind of mashed it a little bit, and then it stopped. So hopefully I fixed it by like trying to kill it. Hey, James. Yo. I love Super Mario RPG. Yeah, it's like I said at the beginning, this game in one word is delightful. I love this game so much. It's not my game of the year or anything. I think I like Sea of Stars better because I don't have the nostalgia. It's my first time ever playing it, but this is one of those, like, after I just came off of Spider-Man 2 and this emotional story and spending 30 hours in there getting the platinum trophy, this is such a great palate cleanser.
Yeah.
I adore this game. And I think I do want to go back. So it is on the SNES Classic. It's not on Switch Online, which I think is stupid, but it's probably because they knew they were working on a remake of it. I kind of want to play through the original, at least play through some of it.
I think when you start playing through it, you'll be like, this is good. Pretty much okay. Identical. It is a very faithful remake, I will say that.
Yeah.
It would be cool to go back and just start the original just so you can kind of appreciate it, yeah. But like, you've gotten the experience by playing this one. Okay. There's nothing that the original one will give you at this point that the remake didn't. When you level up, I could sit there and watch them just dancing, especially
what?
I guess we've already kind of said it. I don't think we need to worry about spoilers.
Everybody knows you can play as Bowser.
Bowser just like, I could watch the little dancing animations, yeah, just for like hours on that. Every time I level up, I'm like, yes, I'm gonna watch this for a little bit.
It's like they're so happy. That's what I remember. One of the things that is a good memory for me of Breath of the Wild is, for a while, almost the whole time I played that game, the cooking, I was like, love this music. Even in Tears of the Kingdom, I was like, come on, cook, skip, okay. But like, yeah, with Breath of the Wild, I was like, I love this. I just love the, din, din, din. I don't even remember the music now. It's been so long, but whatever.
Another thing I will say, I'm glad you like this game. And I would be doing it a disservice to say that it is any babies kind of first. Like... Well, it is that.
Well, sorry.
Any kind of like proof of concept or anything. But it very much sets the stage for Paper Mario. Yeah. Even though they look totally different, when you play it, you'll be like, okay, there's the same kind of like blocking and like timing of the attacks and stuff. It's like spot, like that's obviously where it came from.
Yeah.
One thing that Paper Mario does that I forgot this game didn't, even though I kept trying to do it. In Paper Mario, when you see an enemy out there, you can like, ooh, there's a Goomba. I'm going to jump on him. And it takes you to the thing, but as soon as the battle starts, you've already gotten, it like counts that as a hit.
I actually was trying to do that because I was
Or you can go up to him and hit him with a hammer. So you can get,
okay,
like, but I think if also, I think if they sneak up on you and hit you from behind, they get the first attack kind of thing. So that's one thing that Paper Mario does that this doesn't. I would have sworn it did, but it does not. But I think the fact that you like this game, I stand by, no matter how much I love this game, I think at least Thousand Year Door is superior. I think this is a fantastic game. The fact that you like this game and apparently love this game, 100% be all in for Thousand Year Door, because I think it is superior in every single way. And that doesn't diminish this game at all. This is like, I don't know, a 95, you know, whatever. Thousand Year Door, it's a 10 out of 10. It's perfect. So if you like this game, you will absolutely like that.
That was one thing I was thinking when I was going through this. I'm so excited for that game. And the fact that they're doing Thousand Year Door, they're not just doing Paper Mario. And
Thousand Year Door
up.
Has a lot more side stuff.
Okay.
Whatever.
One of the things I did know, that's what I was going to say. I was watching the Gaming Historian has a video on Super Mario 3D.
What?
Super Mario RPG, and how they wanted to make a sequel to it, but Square and Nintendo fell out when Square was like, really? You're still, like we said earlier, you're still on cartridges? Really? We're not putting Final Fantasy VII on this thing. You're insane. We're going to Sony. So they had a falling out. But there was a concept for Super Mario RPG 2, and there's some videos out there and stuff of it. But then they went with a different developer, and they said, well, let's actually turn this into 2D. It became Paper Mario, and then the rest is history from there.
Is there... I didn't even think about it until now. I have not seen the word Square, or Square Enix.
Yeah, it was
anywhere
Square Soft back then. Yeah.
In the advertisements, in the game?
They have nothing to do with it. But what I do, I assume when we roll credits,
it'll be mentioned
some
in
kind
there.
Of a thank you or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I love it. This game's so good. Like I said, it's not going to be my game of the year or anything, but it came along at the perfect time, especially with how crappy apparently Modern Warfare 3 is. Luckily, Nick has apparently forgotten that he wanted that game. I'm like, bro, it's like 225 gigs on my PlayStation, and it's apparently the worst reviewed Call of Duty ever. The campaign's 4 hours long. The multiplayer's it's not good. So this was perfect, exactly what I needed. Super Mario RPG is awesome. I'm not breaking any news here. Sean, you want to fly through the news of the week?
Let's do it.
All right, Sean. So there was a rumor. There's been rumors. And then there was a leak from Sony's own back end. And then Sony was like, well, I guess we're going to announce this now. And that is The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered. It's coming out January 19th on PS5 after it leaked first. And I say PS5 because obviously it's going to be on PS5. No PC mentioned.
Yeah, it'll be coming.
Didn't Last of Us Part 1... Oh, wait. No, that didn't come to PC. It came to PC.
Isn't that what you drafted and sucked? Or was that something else? No, I think it was something else. There was some Last of Us that you drafted, and it was like a 50 or something. Was that Part 1, or was that just The Last of Us that eventually came to PC?
I think it was just The Last of Us PC.
Was it?
And then Part 1 was... No, because Part 1 was last year. What the hell did I draft that sucked? I think it was Part 1.
I think it was, yeah.
So Part 2 will come to PC. It's just... That's what I was trying to think. They didn't come at the same time. Okay, this makes sense then. So it's coming to PS5 with graphical enhancements. You can do 4K in fidelity mode. If you do performance mode, it'll be 1440p, and they kind of upscale it to fidelity, whatever. I did see that this does It is compatible with VRR, which after I used that on Spider, we never talked about that. Did you end up using VRR?
I turned it on, but I'm like, I don't under. I
but
don't
did you play understand. On fidelity or did you stay on performance?
I can't remember. Did fidelity.
Okay, so yeah, but it was smooth.
Yeah.
Okay. So this does that. Improved loading times, obviously. DualSense integration when it comes to the haptics and the feedback and all that stuff. It is also getting a new mode, but it's not factions. It is the no return mode, which is a roguelite survival style of mode. Lots of different playable characters that you can unlock and everything. They're also introducing the lost levels, which made me just like have a heart attack when they said that. So you can go in and you can explore early in development portions of three levels that ended up getting cut from the game. What is that? That's a fire truck, right? Do you see sirens?
I don't see anything.
Okay, it's getting further away. But it seems like those aren't like going to be levels that you can play as much as you can just, like they said, explore. Like you walk around
a part of
unused
city.
Yeah.
There
will be hours and hours of developer commentary. There's also a guitar free play mode. You can also unlock character skins and weapon skins for Abby, who sucks, and Ellie. And shockingly, good on Sony, PS5 upgrade if you own the PS4 version for $10. If you don't own it, I don't think I've seen what the price is. Have they said? Is it 70?
I assume
it's 70. Last of Us Part 2. 3-year-old game getting remastered. What do you think, Sean?
I will probably get it.
Oh,
I've been
God.
Toy for $10. I wouldn't if it was set. I mean, I've been toying with going back and getting the platinum on this anyway. Now I'm like, okay, well, now I kind of have a reason to. It will depend on when this... Well, I mean, we know when it's coming out, but...
What's around it.
Yeah, exactly. If there's nothing else going on, which right now there's not, for $10, I'll probably get it. I'll probably just play through it with a guide. I don't need to be surprised by anything. Like, I just play through it, make
skip
sure I don't miss any collectibles. Yeah, I can skip all the cutscenes, get the platinum.
Wow. Why did it do that? You didn't even touch it, did you? Oh, it fell. Okay.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, it'd be nice if we were getting, you know, new microphones.
That would be nice. Do I think it's needed? No.
No.
I still cannot tell if that image on Twitter is meant to be a joke.
No, it's real. They're the same picture.
They're literally the same picture.
Literally, why would you even show that? You haven't remastered that, no matter what I think of the story. And if you know me, you know I hate the story. That game, I cannot believe I played that on my launch year base PS4, and it looked and ran
and
it did.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It is a technical masterpiece. What else can you do? Like, it's the same. It's the Pam meme. This game is the living embodiment of the Pam meme. It's the same picture.
Yeah.
I don't think this is... I think this is ridiculous. I would say, now, you could say, oh, Kevin, this is ridiculous, but they released The Last of Us 1 three times. True, but now the PS3 to the PS4, that remastered version, yes, it was only a year apart. However, because the stinky PS3 was so stupid, you could not play... The Last of Us came out 5 months before the PS4 came out, and you could not play it on the PS4 because backwards compatibility was not a thing.
Yeah.
So that remastered made sense. Now, should it have been $40 or should it have been like a $10 upgrade or whatever. That's, we don't need to relitigate all that. The PS4, this didn't need to be. And then The Last of Us Part 1, you can argue about the $70 thing, whatever. That game made so many improvements to the regular game and the remastered version. Played so much better than the first game. It looked better. They changed Ellie's model, everything. That's great. This, though, I just don't understand why a game that came out 3 years ago needs to be remastered. A game that was, like I said, a technical masterpiece when it came out. What are we doing?
It's definitely not needed. I'm curious how much... Like, I don't think anybody would pay $70 for this. If you somehow haven't... I mean, there's plenty of people that haven't played Part 2, I'm sure. But if you want to play this... There's got to be ways to just obtain the original for like $20. and then pay the $10 upgrade.
Exactly.
That's why I'm starting to think this probably won't be $70. It might be like $40 or $50.
Yeah.
Just because I'm going to look right now because I'm curious. I'm guessing you can go on Amazon and buy Last of Us Part 2.
You check Amazon. I'll check PSN. Oh, you know what? It's not going to tell me the price because I... Oh, no. I bought it physically, so it will tell me the price.
$40. There's one on sale for $30. So... I bet $40 because it looks like you can get it.
Last of Us Part 2 is $40.
Okay. I mean, you can get it hard copy, hard physical edition, whatever, for $30 and then an extra 10 for the upgrade. So there's no way this is going to be 70. Now, what I will say, even though I don't know how much I'll mess around with it, it's not just a remaster. I'm kind of intrigued by the roguelike thing.
That's true.
I don't care about commentary. I've never understood, especially in video games, let alone shows, movies. I don't understand.
I'll watch interviews about something. Yeah. But I don't want to see it while I'm trying to watch a movie or play.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's some stuff I'm kind of curious about, but I'll probably for $10 if there's nothing else going on, I'll probably get it. I'll get the platinum. Is it needed? Almost certainly not.
You could just play the PS4 version and get that platinum.
I could.
For not $10.
I wonder if the trophy would auto-pop.
Nope. Nice try. It does not. Because this is a different type.
Yeah, that's true. Master. It's an actual... Yeah.
You can't Horizon Forbidden West this.
Yeah. Well, plus it'll help me prepare, for better or for worse, for next season of Last of Us. Which is 2025, I think. Because I honestly don't... Other than the big bits, I don't remember much about this game. I know how it starts. I kind of remember how it ends. I remember the big reveal of like who Abby is.
Oh, wow! Let's retcon the first game and make this stupid NPC someone really important! By the way, I want you to know that Abby is good and Ellie is bad! Because the dogs love Abby. Ellie kills the dogs. Abby doesn't kill Ellie's pregnant friend. Ellie kills a pregnant lady. So friggin', I don't know how anybody doesn't through this bullshit. It's so stupid. Those are little, it's not important to the thing, but it's just like, those are examples of how, of why this game pisses me off. Because it's, I don't know when people are like, man, this is one of the best stories ever told. And Colin's like, this game.
The first one is.
I'm like, yes, the first one is. This is just, they beat you over the head with how you're supposed to feel. Like, one of the reasons the first game was so good is because based on the ending, you're like 50-50. Joel was the bad guy, or hell yeah, Joel, I'd do the same thing without saying what happens if somehow you don't know.
But I think you can still have that same conclusion.
No, but what I'm saying is they force you to try. They try and force you to
I think they show you the other side.
They show you the other side, who's an angel, even though golf club, and then the
well,
other
but
side,
there you go.
Ellie's,
she's clearly not an angel.
Oh, but everything, she's perfect. She loves the dogs, and you know she's so good, and she's taking care of all her friends. Who Ellie's murdered? Oh my god! Oh my god! I kind of do want to play it and get the platinum. Just it is one of those games that I'm like, I don't know if I'll. I do. All kidding aside,
this is like your fourth favorite game of what 2019?
Because it was a technical masterpiece. And I've gotten so much... I friggin' hate it now. But I kind of want to play through it again. Just because I'm like, okay, now that I know how shitty the story is and what happens, knowing what's going to happen, knowing what happens in those first 2 hours, at least I'm going in... Yeah, I don't know. I'm going in knowing what happens. You know,
right.
What I mean? All kidding aside. But yeah, Last of Us Remastered, it's coming. Last of Us 2 Remastered. And the last item on the news list, NPD/Circana results are in for October 2023. Number one, Spider-Man 2. Number two, Super Mario Wonder. Now, this doesn't count digital sales, because Nintendo doesn't report that for some reason. But Nintendo said Mario sold 4.3 million copies, fastest selling Mario game ever. And that was after, that was into November, whereas Spider-Man 2 was out on the 20th, and they said in 11 days it sold 5 million copies. So by the time we got to October 31st, they had sold 5 million, but that's not 5 million in the US, that's 5 million everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like Colin was saying, oh yeah, Spider-Man definitely outsold Mario Wonder. I was like, Yeah, but that's worldwide. This is U.S. So, number three, also new, Assassin's Creed Mirage. That made me happy, even though I didn't play the game. That just makes me happy that an old school 15-hour Assassin's Creed game, people were like, yes, we want more of this. Madden 24 comes in at number four. EA Football Club, also known as FC 24, comes in at number five. Mortal Kombat 1 is at six. UFC 5, just, this is new, came out. Number seven, didn't know there was a new UFC game.
I didn't know there had been five of them.
NHL 24 debuting at number eight.
All right.
No one in America even watches hockey. But they're playing it. I mean, I love hockey. My Rangers, knock on wood, are doing really freaking awesome. But this just, this makes me happy. I just did not expect to see it debut in the top 10.
Yeah.
Number nine also makes me happy. This is a Christmas game for me. Sonic Superstars, number nine. I want to play it. Heard some good things. Hogwarts Legacy comes back in at number 10. Also, did you notice, if you go through all the nominations, I didn't realize it till Colin was saying this. Guess what is the best-selling game of the year? Reviewed very well and got nominated for zero awards.
J.K. Rowling is the dumb.
They didn't get nominated for anything?
No, because those are the jackasses that vote on this stuff. It's so stupid. Who the hell with all the people that worked blood, sweat, and tears on this game for 5 years? The hell with them. J.K. Rowling created this world, so we hate it.
Yeah.
Some notes on the software sales from September to October. Starfield went from number one to number 14. Not great. Also, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection debuted at number 12. That makes me happy. Didn't make the top 10, but that shows, like, Konami, come on. You got David Hayter tweeting that stuff's coming. He was on Twitter the other day posing with that he had a meeting with Solid with Old Snake from Metal Gear Solid 4. Is that confirming Legacy Collection 2 is going to have it? Maybe. I don't know. I'm so happy. Year-to-date software sales. Hogwarts Legacy, the aforementioned, is number one. That's the actual name of the game. Hogwarts Legacy, the aforementioned. Number two, Tears of the Kingdom. Number three, Madden 24. Wow. Number four, Spider-Man 2. Shoots up to number four. That's awesome. Number five, Diablo 4, which has been out since June. Number six, Modern Warfare. And Spider-Man 2 is on one system. Diablo 4 is on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everything, but you know what I mean. Modern Warfare 2 hanging in at number six. Number seven, Jedi Survivor. Oh, yeah. Modern Warfare 3 sucks. Worst reviewed game ever. Guess what's going to be number one for November?
Oh, 100%.
Mortal Kombat 1 is number eight. Number nine is Starfield. Number 10, Resident Evil 4. Also, when it comes to console sales, the PS5 is still at number one in both dollars and units sold. Obviously, that was going to be the case when Spider-Man 2 comes out in a month. Any thoughts on the sales data there, Sean?
Strong showing from Spider-Man. Happy for Insomniac. But yeah, I mean, it all kind of... There's nothing on there that is really that shocking.
Yeah. I really am happy about Assassin's Creed Mirage. I hope other companies take note of that. We don't need everything to be a 200-hour freaking game. Now, Sean, it's time for the wrap-up. Jeff Grubb reported that the KOTOR remake is no longer being worked on in any way at any studio. However, right before we started recording, Schreier tweeted that Saber Interactive has taken over the game from Aspyr, which I don't know if we knew for sure before. Sabre. Lost the train of thought. It's gone. Oh, that it is Saber Interactive has it now, and they told Schreier, we are the game's not dead. We're still working on it.
Good. So
we got Jeff Grubb versus Jeff Keel. No, Jason Schreier. Rocksteady is debuting. They have debuted the first video in a new video series around Suicide Squad: Kill the Justice League. They're focusing on the story because after they came out and were like, this is basically Destiny, but, you know, Suicide Squad people were pissed. There's a closed alpha test coming soon. The thing that I don't understand, so this game's coming out in February. They delayed it for almost a year, not to really do anything because you can't, the game is made.
Right.
You got to just go like, how do we sell this thing when people are pissed? I don't think it looks good. I don't think it looks fun for me. I cannot believe that a Rocksteady DC game is coming out and I'm like,
part of me that wants this game.
There's a closed alpha test coming soon. I can't remember if I said that already or not. In other Rocksteady news, they did confirm that the Wonder Woman game is a single-player action-adventure game set in a dynamic open world, not a live service game. That, I'm interested
in. Yeah, this one, I'm in for.
Larian has confirmed that Baldur's Gate 3 will be coming to Xbox in December, and the exact date will be revealed at the Game Awards. Spoiler alert, that's going to mean it's available right now.
Pretty much.
That's obviously what they're doing. Sega has said that they are looking to get some more acquisitions, not looking to sell. So they bought Rovio last year, which I would say is a few years too late. But they're still on the warpath to try to acquire other stuff. That's whatever. I mean, they're not going to acquire anything that's meaningful because they're not that big. But good for them that they're just not going to sell out.
They won't go away.
Yep. It was just announced today that Cyberpunk 2077, the Ultimate Edition, has been announced coming out in December. It'll be retail for $60. Obviously, this is the main game and the Phantom Liberty DLC, yes.
Did you ever beat that?
What were we talking about at the beginning of the podcast? How many games we beat? And I was like, I've never beaten that. But yeah, I mean, I'm okay. Right at the end. I'm on the last mission. I just need to go back and do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes this happens with Jess too, where she's like, we never talked about that. I'm like, am I losing my freaking mind? Because I don't even drink anymore, and I know we literally talked about this. Am I the crazy one?
I'm not crazy. She's
crazy. I'm not crazy.
She's crazy.
Dragon's Dogma 2 has been rated by Peggy with a March 22nd release date. So obviously it's coming out March 22nd. Whenever I see Peggy, because that's
Peggy 18.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I wish we had, like, for American games, it was like ESRB 18 or M plus or whatever.
Presented by Data East.
Felix the Cat Collection has been rated by the ESRB, coming from Konami.
There's a collection?
There's more than one game? Is that what you're
thinking? I don't remember one game, let alone
I saw it in
the amount of games that would necessitate a collection.
I think it was NES game. There probably was a... How big... Was Felix the Cat...
He was like...
Before us?
No.
And then it was just still around, or was it new when we were kids? Like, I can't... I can picture him, but I can't remember where... What? Why?
Yeah, was he a comic?
I have no idea.
Was he a cartoon?
It was definitely a cartoon.
It's like Garfield and then Felix.
There's Garfield, Heathcliff, Felix. You didn't like Heathcliff?
I forgot about Heathcliff.
He was a knockoff.
I would put Felix above Heathcliff.
Because he was just fake Garfield, basically.
Yeah, they made him also orange stripes, fat, right? Yeah. At least Felix was like black and white.
I bet you didn't think we were going to talk about Heathcliff the cat on this episode. PS Plus Premium is adding Baldur's Gate 3 and Lord of Ring Gollum game trials. So you can play the highest rated game of the year and the worst rated game of the year. That is hilarious. I just found that hysterical, so I had to put it in there. So, Sean, all serious, are you going to try Baldur's Gate?
Me hates it.
Me hates it, too. It's one of those, you can't even, a game trial, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's not going to do anything for me. Yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely curious about it, but part of me is like, I don't want to get hooked.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's for me, despite enjoying RPGs. I don't know. I might try it out, but I'm sure it's a fantastic game. I don't think it's for me. But
as much as I have loved Sea of Stars and now Mario RPG, this is like just jumping in. It's like, oh, okay, I can swim in the shallow end of a pool with floaties on. I think I'm going to go try to surf a 100-foot wave. You know right. what I mean? For me. Like, it ain't happening. PS Plus extra games for November have been announced. Teardown. Oh, I forgot that's out. Teardown. This is the one that looks like Minecraft, but you just blow shit. It looks like a lot of fun. I think I'm going to download that. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. Dead Island Definitive Edition. Ayudin Chronicle Rising. Mobile Suit Gundam Extreme versus Maxi Boost On. That's the name. That's one name. And others. It's not a great month.
No.
PS Plus Premium for November gets a lot of games, and it's kind of a decent month. Grandia, I think, is a great RPG from what I remember. I'm not 100% sure. Jet Moto, that's awesome. Up. Didn't the movie Up come out way after the PS1? What, I wonder, I don't even know if this is like a PS2 game.
I don't know what this game is.
Klonoa Fantasy Reverie Series and Parappa the Rappa 2. Also was announced right before we went online to record. I lost my train of thought. Oh, because I read Switch Online. That's what happened. Right before we started recording, it was announced that Jet Force Gemini is coming to the Switch Online Expansion Pass in December. Did you ever play that on N64?
No.
I've heard amazing things about it, but I don't have the expansion pass, so I'm not going to play it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this episode of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. We hit an hour 40, and I really thought I wasn't even going to get to an hour. That's crazy. Been a lot of fun. I don't think we're going to have an episode next week because, honestly, there's going to be nothing to talk about. It's Thanksgiving here in the States. There's going to be no news. Sorry I forgot about Mario Mondays this week. My kids are off from school, so it didn't even feel like I was... And I was working yesterday, but it didn't feel like a Monday. And then in the Discord today, I found out that I forgot. And I was like, ah, well, we'll just take a week off. So Mario Mondays will be back next week. We're going to get together and record some more episodes for the next coming weeks. But yeah, so... Hope everybody in the States has a great Thanksgiving. Thank y'all for watching / listening. Sorry about the mustaches. But Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.